It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa.
Austin.
You know, up until now, the greatest moment of my life was probably having kids, having, getting married to my wife. But that was all up until now, because right now, our guy, Ron Coomer, joins us as part of Coom's Corner.
That's unbelievably amazing.
Brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. Ron, how are you?
I'm doing good, and I think they must have put something, Melissa, in his flights by Yuengling.
I think they slipped him something.
That's the case. It wasn't us, I promise.
Well, I don't know. It might have been Ron, because Melissa, you know, last Friday night, Ron had his event at Coom's Corner in Lockport.
Yes.
And let me tell you, this was such a fun night. Ron was there. He took care of everyone, made the rounds to all the tables, made sure he had enough time for everyone. Everyone left there with a huge smile on their face.
It was a fun night. I appreciate you coming. Absolutely. Melissa, you got to come to the next one.
I'm definitely.
We'll do another one. Yeah. But we had a fun night. And I, you know, thanks to the people for being like, you know, they were great. David was awesome. And, you know, our staff. But, you know, the whole night is fun. When people are having fun, that's what owning a restaurant and a place is all about. And I appreciate you coming. All my buddies and friends came. And Johnny Vincent was awesome singing last Friday. So that's my favorite thing, to hang out with your friends and family.
Yeah.
To have great music playing. And everybody have a good time. That, you know, outside of hitting baseballs for a living, that was probably my favorite thing to do.
Oh, Ron, I love that.
Ron made the mistake of sitting me with his buddies from like high school growing up. Mike, Andy, they were all so great. The whole crew. His Little League baseball coach was out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was incredible. Yeah. Seeing a blast from Ron's past. The problem is they have so much dirt on Ron, and I don't just mean that as a baseball pun.
Oh.
Like they, yeah.
Did you get some dirt?
Look, I'm not going to confirm nor deny right now, especially here on the radio, but let's just say that.
Bad connection.
All of a sudden you're gone.
Yeah, bad connection. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I also heard it was a packed house. So how many people do you think were there?
I don't know. We had a wait for a long time. So, I don't know, a few hundred people in the restaurant.
Yeah. And nice.
The bar then. And it was great. It was, when you own a restaurant, the thing you try to do is fill the place. Well, we did that and then some. So thank you to you guys and the guys in the score, Mitch Rosen, for helping promote it. You know, Yuengling, the people from Yuengling are awesome.
Yeah.
We consumed a lot of Yuengling that night. At the
we did. Yes, we did.
We consumed a lot of Yuengling.
Yeah, we may or may not have.
We needed the truck to come by the next day again to stock up again.
Nice.
We may or may not have closed the place down, too. That was, but
yeah,
you know, we like
that,
to.
You know,
we like to call it waiting out the dust storm. That's what That's you know, right. We're just being safe.
That's right. I have some friends that are good at that, too. Found out, Austin.
Yeah. Well, Ron, listen, you just got done calling the series in Miami, and I think I'd be remiss if we went any further without asking you, where does Miami rank on Coom's country scale?
I would say that is like one of the all-time low places. You know, a lot of country music, you know, they talk about low places.
Yes.
That would not be a high place for country music. If you like salsa, that's your spot. But I don't necessarily know if country music is quite their thing. But So if you're a country music fan, I would stop in Nashville. I wouldn't keep going farther south to Miami.
Okay.
That would be just a, you know, smart baseball player that I am.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be my suggestion.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, where does it rank?
I would say a one.
I would say a one.
I didn't hear any country music the whole time I was there.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
That would be a one.
That's too funny. Well, you know, Ron, I always have my non-sports question, and this one again is semi-non-sports. It's still, sports-ish. Baseball players sometimes have some extra time on their hands, and my guess is with that extra time, they can tend to maybe pull some pranks. And I'm wondering if, you've ever pulled a prank or if you've ever seen somebody pull a prank.
We got to do the PG ones. I don't want to make just the PG ones. The PG ones, guys would, this doesn't really happen much any longer, but it used to quite a bit. The starting pitcher, there was always one goofy starting pitcher on a staff that liked to do stuff. because they get a lot of time on their hands and in game. So they would crawl. Now you got to remember where you're crawling because it's pretty gross. If you're in a baseball dugout years ago, probably at least half the team chewed tobacco.
Yeah.
So you sit right on in the dugout floor.
Ooh.
And sunflower seeds and you know seeds, everything's going on the floor of the dugout. Well, underneath the bench, a starting pitcher would crawl underneath the bench of the dugout and get underneath the guy, and they would call it giving him a hot foot. And they would put a piece of tape onto his shoelace, and the guy's sitting there, and he can't see you from underneath him. And you would light the tape, and it would light, and then it would go to his shoelace, and it would start his shoe on fire.
No!
Swear to God.
What?
And then the guy would jump up and down, and there'd be cameras would be on him, and yeah, and it was so that's what happens when guys have you know that are adults that have too much time on their hands.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Because baseball is a kid's
game.
PG
one, yeah, that's a PG one.
God,
yeah.
Do I want to know the non-PG ones?
You got to show up at one of the events, and we got to have some Yingling if we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to have a few more flights.
Yeah, we got a few more flights in me. I'm still in the coffee hours right now.
That is great. Well, so Ron, you are currently on your way back from Miami, made a little pit stop, right?
I did, yes. I'm taking the series off. I have some days off, and I took them. I have a place in Clearwater Beach. So
very nice.
I am on the beach today and came in to see you guys and talk to you. And I'm going to spend the next 3 days listening to our ball games with Pat and Zach.
Nice.
From the beach, and then I will be back on Monday to broadcast the games against Colorado on Memorial Day.
Okay. Melissa wants to know if you're throwing any parties there, because she'll be happy to join you there for your party.
You got to show up to Lockport once.
Oh, shoot.
Before you come to the beach parties, I mean, just Clearwater Beach. This place is just one big party.
Oh, I love it.
Clearwater, it is just, the beach is one of those things. You don't have to throw anything. You just go up and there it goes.
There's a party everywhere you go.
That's the thing. I think Ron is the reoccurring factor in all of these. Yeah. Well, Ron, listen, man, we love getting a chance to hang with you every Friday on Coombs Corner. Thank you so much for joining us, dude.
Well, thank you. Awesome. It was great to hang out with you last weekend. That was a lot of fun. Melissa, thank you. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Okay.
Have a good week in Cincinnati for the Cubs.
All right.
Thanks. Now, don't get a sunburn.
Oh, I'm planning on it.
Okay. It turns into a great tan.
Yeah.
Ron, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ron.
See you guys. Take care.